It's 25 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Welcome back, Jim, to the studio.
It's really great to be back. Again, if I can just say very briefly, thanks very much. I've really enjoyed our 12 months together. We've had the opportunity to interview wonderful people, tell their stories, and we've been able to do it, you and I, and develop our friendship. Thank you.
And we have another guest right now. It goes on. And can you please introduce our next guest?
I do it with great respect and admiration, and it's no other than my very good friend and a friend of Spotlights and 90.5 FM, Trevor Oldfield, President of the Chamber Alliance of Western Sydney, President of Greater Western Blacktown Business Chamber of Commerce, President of NBC Sports Club, CEO of Kids West. Well, we've just run out of time, just going through all the things there. Trevor, good morning and thanks for joining us on Spotlight and on our birthday.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Darren. Thanks very much for having us. Jim, you and I go back many, many years, and it's always a pleasure to have a chat.
Trevor, what are you doing at the moment? Because it's incredible. I can't keep up with all the things you're doing. You're exciting to be with. You have lots of energy, and you bring fulfillment to so many people. What are you working on at the moment?
Well, I'm working on a number of things. Obviously, it's very difficult at the moment with this COVID lockdown and so on. But, Kids West is one of my real priorities in life. 29 years working with Kids West as a co-founder with a professor from Westmead Hospital named Ruben Dubois. Lovely, lovely guy. That's a real passion of mine. I'm helping manage NBC Sports Club, which I absolutely love. It's a great little community club. Working with some of the hospitals is
Trevor, can you just go back to Kids West? Because, you know it so well, but to be 29 years doing the things at Kids West, I know what Kids West do through you and your board and so on, but I want you to tell our listeners what you do for kids in the West, because the words are...
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jim. Look, we started 29 years ago to bridge the gap, and Westmead Hospital wasn't getting a lot of funding from the government, and there was a whole range of needs, whether it be individual families or equipment or whatever. So, our charter was to fill the gap, provide ventilators, special care beds, wheelchairs, breakfast programs, help for families in need, and so on. And that's what we've been doing, and $5.8 million injected in the community is not huge over that period of time for a charitable group, but for a very small charity that operates under the radar, I'm very proud of what we've been able to achieve.
I think you're selling yourself short, Trevor, because I just extrapolated there that if you've been going approximately 30 years and it's nearly $6 million, divide $6 million into 30 years, and if you index that at 3% without going on, you have done an amazing job for kids in hospital. That's $500,000 a year, which buys equipment for hospitals and gives parents, guardians, and the child themselves some type of hope. And that's what you bring to the community in many ways. So on behalf of Darren and I, we want to say thank you for Kids West, because we know that we would be a lot poorer in every respect. I want to move on now. That's one part of your life. Your other part of your life is mixed up with so many things, and you haven't even put anything here, or we've not really said. I mean, you help with the university in Blacktown, you help with businesses, you're just an incredible person, and I say that with the greatest respect and love that I have for our relationship. Blacktown Chamber, you've resurrected that, you brought it together. Why did you do that? You didn't need to put time into that, but you, again, in a voluntary capacity, have taken that on.
Some 6 years ago, we got a phone call from a bunch of businesses in Blacktown. They hadn't had a chamber in Blacktown for some 14 years. The previous chamber was riddled with all sorts of issues and so forth, and ended up folding. The business community, particularly council, had very little faith in a local chamber. So they wanted to come together and they wanted to start something fresh. And myself and Frank Webb from Parramatta Chamber came across and
good fellow,
gave them a little bit of advice.
Yeah, really.
And,
Sorry,
Jim.
No, you're right. I was just acknowledging Frank Webb, good fellow.
Yeah, oh, great guy. And he's still on the board of the Chamber, is kicking huge goals. probably number one Wanderers supporter. Mm-hmm. Very, very special guy. But, yeah, look, we put the chamber together 6 years ago and took us a couple of years to really entrench ourselves and gain the confidence of council and some other major players in the city. Now we're fully established, 140 members, growing all the time, and we are a very different sort of chamber. We're really looking after the little guy, the start-up, the one and two person shows, and that to us is so important because there's a big gap there left in the business community with the amount of support that these small businesses get, and they are the heartblood of our community, and it's just great to be part of that. I get an absolute buzz out of helping small business people. I really do.
Well, you're incredible. You put on golf days. You do everything to bring people together, to network, to build their businesses, to educate them. And can I, on behalf of Spotlight, myself and Darren and 90.5 FM, thank you for what you do for businesses in and around Blacktown, because they are the beneficiaries of strong leadership, and you and your board are doing that. So, again, we thank you with regards to that. We can talk about so many things. Let me just throw one really quick question there before we go to a break, because Darren is my co-presenter and he looks at me and he's also the producer, and he's very, very tough, Trevor, very tough. And just want to, and we might have time to talk about this. You must be concerned about COVID. I mean, in every respect, you must keep you awake at night, because I know how you take into your heart the businesses.
Oh, mate, I do. It's tough times for everyone, and we've just got to all pull together. We've got to try and remain positive, remain focused. But I think the important thing is reach out to someone if you're not feeling good about, today or tomorrow or what the future may hold. Talk to someone. I've put it out to our members that I'm available. Look, they just need to pick up the phone and say, hey, I just need to chat to someone. You know, we're all in this together. And I think that's how we need to look at it. And we'll all come out of it together. We'll come out better people, and we'll learn so much. I think a lot of companies have learned so much already, particularly last year, in being able to adapt and redesign what they do. And I think that's a positive. So let's talk about the positives, not the negatives, because at the end of the day, we're going to be better off for it.
And that's why I regard you as a very good friend. We know there's a problem. Let's move away from that and try and find solutions. You're on 90.5 on Spotlight, our birthday today, with Darren and Jim, and we're really delighted to have Trevor Oldfield, our mate in inverted commas, on the line. We'll go to a break, and then we'll come back and find out Sisters of City, because he's done some great work for other wonderful regional centres.
Alive 90.5. It's 12 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
And really delighted to have on the line on our birthday today, Darren and Jim and Spotlight, Trevor Oldfield, the President of the Chamber Alliance of Western Sydney, President of Greater Blacktown Business Chamber, President of North Mead Bowling Club Sports Club. I'm getting tired. The CEO of Kids West, just a really fantastic guy, and we're just delighted to hear some of the stories and some of the work and the continued work that Trevor and his teams do for Western Sydney in particular. Trevor, just recently you and I, pre-COVID, in the sense of outside the lockdown, were talking about a fantastic event you went with Blacktown Council to a wonderful town not far from here. Tell us about that story and the great joy that they brought to the town and to the people.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Look, I've been working very closely with Blacktown Council. They are just extremely great people. And they've had a relationship for 16 years as a sister city with Quirindi on the Liverpool Plains. And that relationship has extended over the last 4 years to Kids West, who have got involved. Every Christmas we go up and distribute Christmas presents to the needy up there.
Wait a minute. Sorry, Trevor, I'm sorry to cut across you. Our listeners need to understand what you just said. You, on behalf of Kids West, who really need things themselves, take presents to other kids. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, 100%. So we collect presents every year and distribute them not only in our local area in Mount Druitt and some of those families that we've been able to identify, but we've certainly identified a real need in the Quirindi area, and some of those families weren't going to receive Christmas presents at all, and Council and Kids West got together, and we went up there and had a wonderful day where we distributed over 1,000 Christmas gifts to people in the from the lands, and it was real heartwarming.
Well, it says a lot about you in the studios, and we wish you were in here. Darren and I look at each other, and our eyes just connect in terms of just what you did. I needed to go back and just say, so that listeners understood what the conversation was saying. Kids West is a registered charity itself that gives to people in need. But you,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I know you go out with your team, and you collect stuff, and then from Kids West, give that to other kids who need help. It truly is an amazing value that you have individually and you have corporately for your organisation. I wanted to come back to that because I want to say thank you, because quite easy for you to say, I want all the toys in the sandpit, but you give them away.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, look, I think it just sets a good example for everyone. And I've always said, if everyone does a little bit, that makes a huge difference. And, you know, the kids out there are no different than the kids at Mount Druitt or in Blacktown or Penrith or wherever. They're young kids who just want to enjoy a child's life, and special times of the year like Christmas, they deserve to be treated, you know, with special gifts and so forth. And even putting just, you know, food on the table, putting a Christmas dinner on the table. You know, I connect with so many families that can't afford to put a Christmas dinner on the table. So we do what we can to provide funds and food and so forth to make that happen. But look, that's just, you know, I get so much enjoyment out of that. That's just one of those things. But Quirindi, going back to Quirindi and the relationship, you know, the Chamber jumped on board, Blacktown Chamber, so we're now sister chambers with Quirindi, which is absolutely brilliant. We're also sister chambers with Broken Hill. We've been connected with them for the last couple of years, and I sit on an advisory committee with them, and I'm getting a lot of joy out of that, and they're having a great time with us, you know, with our online sessions and so forth. And the newest one, I think, will be Batemans Bay, which encompasses Mogo Zoo in their area, who is a sister zoo to Featherdale, our own little zoo in our backyard. Featherdale, one of the greatest zoos, I think, in the country. They now have Mogo Zoo. And so I've been asked if we'd like to connect with the Batemans Bay Chamber and share ideas and advice and whatever, and just build relationships. And I think if more chambers did that, then we'd be in a better place.
And I just want to say to you, thank you for sharing that, and that's really strong conviction about helping our communities. Just a little shout out to Livia and also to Rebel. I just say that from the point of view, no need to go on. They're two great people who have been, like others and many others, have been incredibly supportive of the journey that you've taken them on, and I just wanted to say that. Trevor, what do you want to leave as a legacy? We're running out of time, but what drives you? Because I've known you for probably 25 years or more, and your energy levels just continue to rise. What do you want to leave behind when we need to finish this role we have on Earth? What is it that drives you?
Jim, I just think the legacy I'd like to leave is you need to get off your butt and just do something. Outside your own world, there are people that are hurting. There are needs that need to be met. There are kids struggling to have a decent meal. You know, a child can't get a walker, for a cerebral palsy child can't get a walker because there's gaps there in funding. So there's something we can all do. And I'd say connect with your local charity, no matter who it is. Doesn't have to be Kids West, but it can be like the Lions Club with Rebel. Kids West work with the Lions Club regularly. We're forever coming up with ideas for fundraisers and so forth. And we work hand in hand. We work in providing stuff for Blacktown Hospital and for Mount Druitt Hospital and so forth. And I just want to leave the thought with people that we all owe it to society and to ourselves to do something. To help someone else, pick up the phone and talk to someone, support someone somehow. You know, make a donation to your local charity. That's all you have to do, just something small. If we all did that, then we'd just be in a better place.
Well, Trevor Oldfield, thanks for joining us on Spotlight on our birthday. It's very memorable. We'll never forget your involvement with our community. You will leave a very strong legacy personally and also collectively with all the organisations. We wish you well. Thank you so much for joining us, Darren and myself.
And Jim, could I just say before I go, happy birthday, guys. You do a sterling job down there. We need more 90.5 out in our community because you deliver hope and you deliver guidance and you're able to share so many great stories with the community, and I only wish you all the very best. You're just doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Trevor. Listen, that sounded like an interview for a job. We're going to put you on because we reckon you're fantastic. Okay, enjoy the rest of the day.
I've got a lot of free time, mate.
No, you've got none. Take care, and thanks again, Trevor.
Have a great day.
Value the friendship.
Alive 90.5.